안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요. 네.
나 mabuhay. Welcome to the Philippines.
Kakaloka. O, sige. Okay, fine. O nga pala kasi, ano, okay. Take two. Mabuhay.
Welcome to the Philippines.
And we are in episode 3. Welcome back to
Four. Episode four na tayo.
episode 4. Oh my god, episode 4. Okay, welcome back to episode 4 in LDF Convos with Eunice and Jelly. Yay.
Yay. Okay,
Okay.
so if you guys remember, or pag napakinggan niyo yung una naming episode, you will know na isa sa mga reasons kung bakit sobrang tight ng friendship namin ay dahil pareho kaming gastadora.
Correct.
Yes,
Ayan,
mahilig kami
oo.
mag-shopping.
So yon, so we will be talking about. So we'll just share with you kasi alam niyo naman naririnig na natin si Jose Marichan ngayon na kumakanta dahil bromance na. So naririnig niyo ba na whenever I see girls and boys. So alam na natin yun na
Lanterns
mag
on the streets. Yeah.
Oo. So, Pasko na kasi. So, gusto namin kayo isama sa mga Boodle Blues namin, dalawa ni Eunice. So with that, we'll also share with you some of course, dahil alam naman natin, di ba, we talked also last week about yung feelings namin about the economy right now na hindi, it's not doing very well, at saka, of course, because of the pandemic. So we decided to share. This is in no way sponsored, as Eunice would say in her YouTube videos. This is in no way sponsored. We spent our hard-earned money on this.
Yes.
Ano lang, this is actually just sharing what we love about some of our favorite local brands. So, ayun. So, we'll get to it, no? Ikaw ba, Eunice? Why do you love local brands so much?
Yung dati yung perception ko ng local brands, for me, parang ang mahal naman yan, eh, dito naman yung ginawa. Sorry. Pero when I learned kung ano nga ba siya, bakit siya ganun yung price niya, I compared, sabi ko, parang much better choice nga ito kasi you're supporting your local community. Wow.
At saka, 'di ba, para if you think about it, bakit mo sasabihin na eh gawa lang naman dito? Parang it's also belittling what your country can do and what your local Filipinos or fellow men can do, 'di ba? Kasi at the same time, we also know na talagang it's also of high quality naman talaga. And that's
Yes.
why we're here, really talagang let's also really try supporting our local stores, our friends who have small businesses that they're trying out, especially if they're also supporting or employing laborers from the Philippines also. Kasi syempre, iba rin naman. Parang hindi naman sa minamaliit rin namin or we don't want to support those na nag-ship abroad ng mga stuff. Pero syempre, I think what's also important is you get to employ also people here apart from just profiting, di ba?
Yeah, that's true.
So, yun.
Let's start with clothing. Kasi
Ah,
hindi
sige.
ko maalala kung ano yung una mong in-introduce sa akin. Kung damit, shoes, or bag. Baka clothing. Kasi nakita,
I think
nakakasabay tayo ng
clothing.
clothing eh.
I
Oo,
think clothes,
nauna
yeah.
to. Kasi, okay. So, alam na natin kung ano to. Of course, Anika! Woo!
Hi, Annika, if you're listening or if ever you would actually listen to this, I don't know. Maraming po
Yeah.
salamat sa 20 views namin ngayon. 20 plays. Just
Hoy,
to.
it's more than 20. Mga 25. 20!
Oh, wow! 25, yeah.
Yeah.
Oo, so yes,
Anyway.
Annika, go ahead,
Yeah,
Denise.
going back to Anika. So, ito nga yung talagang when I first saw her piece, hindi ko pa siya alam noon. I think it was one of our office mates' wives yung nakita ko sa top. Cafe Stella na
Yeah,
top. Sobrang nagustuhan ko siya. Tapos eventually, our other friends were wearing it sa office. Fuse and gold. Diba?
Yeah.
Tapos yun,
Actually,
eventually. Tapos
I
ikaw.
saw it first si Marielle. Kay Marielle ko siya. Hi, Marielle!
Ah!
Yung remember that top, that spring top. I Palm spring top or something like that. Basta it's,
Sponsoring.
okay, oh, teka, kausapin natin yung mga listeners natin, no? Hindi nila alam kung ano pa yung nagsasabi natin. Basta it's a white top that has parang this gorgeous lace na floral.
Flower,
She
floral.
wore it, yeah, she wore it in an event in the office. Tapos yun, tapos we were asking where it was from. Tapos I looked, kaso wala na siya ng timeline, it was already sold out. And I think it was her first collection talaga. So yeah, so yun yung first time of encountering the brand. Pero parang kumbaga technically, since nga sold out na ng timeline, I didn't have any other encounters after that until si Fuster, our friend, si Chris Fuster, introduced us to the whole selection of the new collection. Okay, so what else can you say about it?
So it's simple but elegant. It's classic. Basically, it's your elevated essentials talaga. It's a sleeveless top that you would wear, that you could wear every day or for like a special occasion. Kasi ang ganda niya tignan. Yeah. Ang ganda nung bagsak niya sa katawan. And like I said, you can wear it basically anywhere. You can dress it up or dress it down. And that's what I love about her pieces. It's very timeless too. Parang yes. Wala siyang, hindi siya, you won't wear it just because it's uso. You'd wear it all the time. I've had pieces. I guess we both had pieces for like almost 4 years now or more than 4 years.
Yeah.
And I still wear every single one, even the first one that I bought every time, like every season here. I wear it during spring, summer.
Yeah.
It pays for itself, ROI.
Bigla naging ano, investment pala. It pays for itself. Whoa! Diyos ko,
totoo.
Talaga sobrang, ang lakas makaboodle friend. Para networking yung ginawa mo.
Ay, sorry.
Statement ay, pays for itself.
Sorry. Pero yun talaga, tsaka everywhere I wear it, I get complimented ah. Not just in the Philippines, like here, even when I travel, when I was traveling here. Parang the Anouk, the one of the dresses I wore sa restaurant. Tapos a customer like stopped me pa to ask me where it's from. So I was like, oh, it's from the Philippines. So nagagalit na yung office really mates ko sa akin.
Kasi kaya lahat doon galing. Yeah, uh-oh. it really gets a lot of compliments because I also remember basta there was one trip na nag-Taiwan ako. Tapos I was wearing one of the pieces. Tapos, I got complimented by someone from Canada asking me where I got it. And I said, yeah, they do international shipping. So, you check them out. It's a Filipino brand. It's very, they have really good casual that you can elevate into formal wear, depending on also on how you would pair it or how you would style it. So, that's actually what I like about the brand also. And also, what I like about the whole concept to it. Na parang, kasi there are pieces that you can have that are, you can reverse them or you can change up how it looks. So parang technically not at a piece you can get in as much as siguro two looks. Siguro yung minimum. Tama ba?
Oh,
usually
minimum.
Two looks. Tapos meron iba na parang you can go wild kasi marami siyang pwedeng gawin na style. So that's what I really like about it. And most importantly, what I love is also how Annika is so nice.
Yes.
As well. Parang yun talaga eh, hi Annika, nakakaboodle ka talaga. Yun pala yun. So Annika Bakeneman, she's very client friendly kasi. So
yeah.
Parang she's so approachable. Yun nga, parang it also shows how her pieces are. Parang she's like the perfect model for her pieces because that's how she is also. She's very chill, she's very relaxed, casual. Pero when you see her, she really looks parang kumbaga kung hindi mo siya kilala from afar, you would see that she may be intimidating or someone that you would actually think na parang, uy, medyo formal or medyo talaga may ano. So pero but she's really very down to earth, casual, like her clothes. Talaga she really speaks her brand. So yeah, so Annika is actually top of our list kasi talaga
yes.
Guys, as you can see from my well, hindi niyo nakikita pero sa Zoom namin, nandito siya ngayon, nasa rack siya, isa siyang hilera.
Uh-oh.
May special dedicated rack siya for my clothes for her. Ako naman for one of also my favorites which I also go to. Ito kasing brand na to. I've worked with this person, yung designer na to, also does wedding stuff rin. Some of my bridesmaid dresses sa kanya ko pinapagawa. Si Wisteria Bridesmaid, or my friend si Vienne. Her pajamas are my favorite. I'm actually wearing one now. And I've actually ordered throughout the whole, nag-order pa ako ng another set kasi nga, ano na siya, overused siya during this whole quarantine period. Minsan, sorry, TMI, minsan pag alam mo yung may morning meeting ka na 8 a.m. tapos hindi ka naman kailangan naka-camera on. Ayun, hindi pa po ako naliligo sa mga makikinig po dito na ka-office mate ko, na ka-meeting ko. Ayun po, minsan pa pag 8 a.m. yung meeting na hindi tayo magka-camera on, naka-pajamas pa po ako noon.
Ayan, sige. Starting next week or starting tomorrow, papa-camera on ka na nilo. Dahil sinabi mo yun.
Dahil sinabi ko yun. Oo, correct. Tama ako. Ayun, so tama ka. Tama ako. Bakit? Tama naman rin ako. Hindi ko alam kung ano sinabi ko. Sobrang sabaw. Anyway, ayan, what I love about the pieces is also, it's very comfortable. She also supports, parang she has yung mga group of mananay. Like si Annika, parang it's a group of mga small na nag-aano, tawag nila dito, mga sastre that does the work. So, they do the designs and they support local communities as well. So, that's why I really love their brands. So, what I like about it, it's very comfortable and even yung pajamas nila, like, for example, I mean, hindi ko naman siya kailangan, pero natutuwa ako, like, the shorts na pajamas has pockets. I mean, di ba? Oh, yun naman yung lagi kong, yeah, it has pockets. Seller, may pocket siya. So, minsan, pag kailangan ko lumabas, wow, nakapajama po ako pag bumababa minsan. So, yun lang yung suot ko na. Pre-pandemic, as in, pag bumababa ako nun sa condo, yun lang yung suot ko na parang nakapajama pa rin ako. Pero, kasi nga, nandun sa, you can store stuff in the pockets of the shorts of your pajamas. So, that's why I really love it. Kasi nga yun, mahilig rin po ako sa pockets. Yun po yung ano, nabubudol po ako sa pockets, ganyan. More functions for ano, kasi si Annika rin is also known for mga pockets in dresses, yan, ganyan. Yeah. Diyan ako una nabudol. Nung sinabi sa akin, uy, but it has pockets. Ay, Diyos ko si ate, okay, nawala na po tayo sa
Facebook. Hindi niya po lahat.
Yeah. Oo. So, yun.
O sige, since we're in apparel, ano, kompletuhin na natin yung buong OOTD. Wow!
Oh, wow.
Let's go to, ano, shoes.
My favorite, sandals for life. Sandals for life? Actually, grabe, I can wear sandals all day. Is si, ano, si Renegade Folk. You can follow them, actually. Itong mga brands na to, you can follow them on Instagram and also on, yeah, they also have websites. You can search them. I-Google nyo sila. Meron, for sure, you will find their websites or their...
We'll list everything sa description. Lahat lang imi-mention natin na brands. Yeah?
Para YouTube video.
No, ganun talaga.
Sige. Okay. Sabi ng vlogger friend ko, 'di ba? Okay, so you Renegade Folk, what I love about them. Naman it's also very local. Everything is locally made. I think parang sa Marikina yata yung mga sapatero nila. Tapos I first discovered it I was still in my first job pa. Tapos, parang we went lang. And before, way, way back, I wasn't a sandals person. As in, hindi ako mahilig sa sandals kasi walang kasya sa aking sandals. Yun kasi yung problema ko nun. Parang, or wala laging size 5. Kasi maliit yung pa ako, guys. So, usually, pagka umaalis or pagka yung mga available, laging size 6 yung available na nice designs. Mm. So, yun yung frustration ko. So, lalo na nung mga time na nauuso nun. Siguro mga way back 2010 to 2012, yung mga nauuso yung gladiator sandals. Hindi ako makapag-gladiator
sandals. Sabi ko, gladiator sandals ba ito?
Oo, kasi hindi ako makapag-gladiator sandals kasi friend, walang magandang gladiator sandals na kasya sa size 5. Kasi lahat ay size 6. Eh, aliit na pa ako. So, that was one of my main frustrations. And then, I went to this bazaar. Parang lunchtime yun for office noon. So, kasama ko yung mga office mates ko. Kasi galing kami in another meeting sa ibang office namin. Parang, so, on the way back, meron sila sa Pasig, sa privato hotel, merong parang nag-hold sila ng bazaar. Tapos, eh, may kakilala kami nandun. Tapos, nakita ko sila yung shoe store na to. So, I got my first pair. Tapos parang, after noon, I couldn't stop wearing it. Kasi it was so comfortable. Tapos at the same time, it was the first time na, as in, alam mo yung hulma siya sa paa ko. Kasi nga, aliit pa ako. So, hulma siya. So parang, oh my God, this is the best. So, ayun, okay. From there, although that was my pair for the longest time, yun lang. Kasi after that, medyo nahirapan ako. Siya at the same time, nung time na yun, hindi pa ako comfortable buying online. Gets? Mm. Kasi ang taga 2010, hindi pa ako masyadong confident na to buy online. So, unlike ngayon, heller. Ngayon talaga wala na tayo sinasanto sa mga ano natin. Pero ayun, so that's how it happened. And then when I moved to, no, 2015 lang, just in 2015, doon na nag-grow yung collection because I also found friends. Actually, si Fooster talaga, wala siya dito. Dapat pala inimbita
dapat
natin siya, friend.
Dapat natin siya, oo nga.
Oo, with a special guest. Oo,
baka
correct.
Next time.
O, Fooster, next time sasama ka dito. Kasi, ano, Fooster ha, makinig ka dito. Wow, oh my God! Special mention ko dito. Makinig ka, pagpaliwanag ka ng sarili mo. Kasi, ang dami na naming sinabi about you. Dahil, pangatlong brand pa lang, dalawang beses ka na na-mention.
Oo. Naku, meron pa mamaya. Diyos ko, day.
Oo. So, ayun. So, after that, so, sa office siya, parang sabi, uy, parang, do you wanna buy? Kasi they have a new collection. So yon, after yung parang halos every time that they would come out with a new collection, wala na. I'd go out and buy one. Yeah. Buy one minimum per pair. At nangyari na yun na sinabi sa akin ng minimum nga. Sinabi ko minimum.
Minimum. Okay. Sorry. Minimum ba one?
Minimum
parang
one.
Minimum two.
Hindi, minimum naman. May nangyari dati na isa lang talaga. Kasi nga, natakot ako nun. Sabi ko, isa pa lang. Tapos after nun, hindi na ako natakot. Nawalan ng takot si ate. Biglang dumami. Kala mo octopus. Oo, oh, dami. Kaya magsuotin lahat eh. Oo. Eh ngayon, nasa na? Nandiyan sila kayo. Naka-display sila. Minsan ginagamit ko sila paglalabas ako. Diyan sa bakuran namin. Or sa labas. Pagka may delivery, ganyan. So, yun. What I really love about the brand is they really diverse. Actually, after nun, parang, from what I know, talagang yun din talaga sila. So, nag-slipper sila. Tapos, ngayon, meron na rin sila mga closed shoes na leathers. And it's really good quality leather.
Yeah.
The first pair that I have, kailan ko lang siya na-let go? Siguro mga 2 years, 3 years ago ko lang. Yung first pair ko na 2013. So, medyo matagal yung lifespan ng sandals.
Yeah.
So, even yung mga pairs that I got in 2015, I still use most of them. Talaga, ano siya, matagal yung wear and tear niya. Especially if you take care of it naman. Kahit everyday kong ginagamit, okay pa rin siya.
Sige, I'll dugtong lang doon sa sinabi mo. Because my favorite shoes then are Renegade Folk. Because like you, before being introduced to RF,
mm-mm,
hindi rin ako nagsasandals masyado. Because kung ikaw, maliit yung paa mo at wala kang mahanap, ako, wide yung feet ko. So malapad siya. So ang pangit niya tingnan sa kahit anong sandals. So di talaga ako bumibili. Pero for some reason, yung styles and designs ng RF, pag suot ko, number one, comfy siya. Hindi mukhang sasabog na yung paa ko. I don't know if you guys know that. Pag malapad yung paa mo, tapos nilagay mo siya sa normal fitting na shoes or yung normal, regular size ng shoes,
mm-hmm,
parang puputok na siya kasi ang lapad nga. Hindi siya mataba, eh, malapad lang
talaga. So mukhang manas,
siya.
Ganun ba?
Oo, oo. Tapos pag suot ko yung RF, ay, bagay. Tapos, mm-hmm, ayun, so from then on, nagustuhan ko na rin siya because I get to wear sandals na hindi mukhang manas yung paa ko, diba? And like what you said, sobrang high quality, ang ganda nga ng quality nila compared to other sandals out there. Tsaka what I like about them is yung sole nila hindi mabilis numipis.
Mabilis
ko
yes.
Makasira ng shoes tapos nanilipit dahil nga luminipis siya. Ito hindi, for the longest time, it's still as good as new. Siguro madumi na lang siya dahil syempre ginamit ko. Pero yung sole niya is still the same. And like you said, comfy nga siya. So, ayun. Also, I like it when the brand owners like your posts on Instagram. Sorry. Yun talaga yung feeling ko. Sabi ko, ay, sige, lalo akong bibili nito. Tapos ipopost ko siya. Kasi...
Guys, alam niyo na kung paano ibudol si Eunice to further support your brand. So, pag bumili siya sa inyo, i-like niyo yung mga posts niya. Lalo siyang bibili sa inyo. Ipopromote pa niya kayo lalo.
Kinikilig ako lagi. Kasi, hello, ang dami kaya nagpo-post about their brand. Tapos, para yung tiyaga nila to like it, di ba? Minsan nga may comment pa, oh, follow back pa, di ba?
Pero hindi, that's also what I love about, I think, the smaller communities. Kasi mas ano talaga sila, yung customer, yung relationships rin with the customers are really close. Tapos
yeah,
you get to learn more about the brand and that makes you a loyal customer. So it's very interesting. Ang galing na marketing strat for that particular, for smaller businesses. Tapos, and you can see rin that how relationships are also very important. Kasi parang it's building relationship. I mean, the thing is, they also really support you, and if they love you so much, yun din, parang makikita mo naman they really recommend you. So kaya rin nagiging malaki yung, like, I have, may mga naging friends ako, may naging friend ako, yun, si Lore was, became my friend because of Renegade Folk when we met in a branch opening, ganyan. So, ayun, that's what I really love about it. And at the same time, what I also like about them is that they also listen to their customers. They do mga feedback. May mga nakikita mo ba yun sa IG stories nila? Parang they do mga regular surveys of para what you want to see next. And they really innovate. So, parang, kasi nga yung, as you mentioned, diba, the soul before, para meron silang option na yung regular soul. Tapos ngayon meron silang mga soft souls rin and soul.
Yeah.
So, parang, they try to mix it up and they try to really elevate what a sandal is. Kasi before, you can just wear sandals for casual things. I even wore it to the office. Pero syempre, we needed to make sure lang na may straps siya sa back kasi nga para hindi siya masita na mukha siyang chinelas. Kasi nga, diba, it's sandals. So, but yeah, but I really love wearing it. I loved wearing it, especially when going out. So, yon. That's what I miss actually about going out kasi it's also getting to wear comfy footwear that doesn't feel like, ano, straining your feet. So, yeah. So, yan. Si Renegade Folk was one of our favorites also. Yeah. Sige, dahil nandito na tayo sa medyo accessories, isisingit ko rin lang for shoes. Favorite ko rin yung Katherine, yung in a Studios. Meron silang yung Abacana slip-ons. That is so good. Ang ganda ng quality. Ay, nako. Sobrang favorite ko yun kasi it's slip-ons na, yung mules siya eh. Slip-ons na mules na. Slip-ons na nga mules pa. Dami, oo. Redundant si te.
Siguro na-imagine nyo na kung ano yung itsura niya, diba? Sobrang...
Oo. Hanapin nyo, guys. Mag-ano kayo. Habang ginagawa namin to, mag-Google search kayo ng mga brands na sinasabi namin. Sana tama rin yung pagkakasabi natin ng pangalan, diba? Kasi nakakahiya naman sa kanila. Pero yeah. Yun, so I love their, ano, their... Yeah, their shoes. Yung particularly the... Ratan nga, may na, abaka yata. Tapos, I also gave, that was my, ano, di ba yung
backpack.
Pinadala ko rin sa'yo, the backpack.
Yeah,
the nice backpack.
Favorite ko yun. The backpack. Sobrang, alam mo, madaming mga ganong style ng bags, pero, this one, iba yung pagkakagawa niya. Compared dun sa mga, yung mainstream, alam mo yung mga mainstream na bilog, na parang galing Bali yata, or something.
Style. So, yun, one of the bags that you're mentioning is si, ano, si Ine also. I like their bags too. They have different bags, yung mga Solihia type of, yung, alam niyo yung si Chairs, yun, Solihia yung type of pattern na yun eh. Sobrang ganda, may mga ganun sila. And another favorite na may mga Solihia patterns ay si Aranas.
Yes!
Medyo on the pricier. Yes, medyo on the pricey side lang siya, guys. Pero, you can really tell the quality naman. As in, really good quality. They have a mix of different materials from all over the country. And what I really love about it is that how they're so true to the brand. At siya talaga, in-elevate nila talagang. This has become actually, parang nakikita ko rin siya with international celebrities eh.
Yes, yeah. Because it's available at Selfridge. Sa UK. Tapos sa mga department stores here rin. Of course, medyo mas mahal siya here sa pag nasa department store na. Pero, available internationally.
That's it. So, that's one of also the brands that I love. Now, also, I got... I knew of it, pero I never thought that I would actually get one. Well, siguro dahil na rin nung, ano nga, parang depende na rin yun eh. Kasi parang, when I first got it na. Medyo, ano na rin ako, medyo matagal na rin ako nagtatrabaho. Tsaka sabi ko, pero matagal ko na siyang pangarap. Kumbaga nakikita ko na siya dati sa magazine. So parang, uy, ang ganda nito. Tsaka nakikita ko siya, I follow them online. Pero parang, I only had the courage to buy. Siguro mga 2 years ago, tama ba? 2 years ago, yeah.
Oh, no.
And
you bought it for, a wedding. You used it for a wedding. Kasi I got mine 3 years ago. So yours was 4 years ago.
Ah, then, tama. Andyan pa ako noon.
Yeah. You used it for a wedding with your blue dress na gawa ni Wisteria Brands.
Ay, yeah.
Sobrang memorized ko yung ginagamit. Ang creepy.
Boodle friend. Hindi. Friend, iba yun. Ibang bag yung gamit ko nun.
Ah, iba ba?
Yeah.
Ah, hindi. Iba. Nung ginamit mo siya sa rave.
Sa rave ko siya ginamit.
Sa rave.
Yeah. So, pero really, I love that yung mga clutches nila kasi yun parang it's made of parang it kind of looks like sometimes parang siyang a small furniture type of execution yung mga ano nila medyo architectural designs tapos talagang sometimes it also tells stories kasi like now yung mga collection nila of recent if you see may mga parang sea collection or summer collection so you'll see na parang ay sometimes it looks like parang oh this looks like how you would see seashells or parang how you would look at parang yung mga may mga kapis pa silang ginagamit. It's really intricate. And it also comes very pricey naman, of course. Pero at the same time, kami naman ni Eunice, parang we're also encouraging you guys to look at other brands. Parang we're not preaching you to buy these particular brands, but also try to explore, discover more of our, and let us know kung ano yung mga na-discover nyo yun na other brands. Pero yun, those are one of our favorites na in terms of yon si Aranas. Ayan, okay. Meron ka pa ba naisip for apparel?
The R2R for bag. Ang gusto
yes,
ko naman kay
R2R. Yes,
R2R
is si Rags to Riches.
Oh, Rags to Riches. Ang ganda nung sa kanila kasi yung upcycled naman yung story nila, diba? Tsaka nung in-introduce mo din ako dito, pa isang bag lang ako. Sa isang event mo sa work na napabili ako kahit wala akong plano. And then after that, we ran into Foos sa isang store nila. At ayun, napabili po ako. Or plano ko na ba bumili nun? Hindi ko maalala,
hindi
pero
pa.
Napabili ako. Oo.
Wala kang plano nun kasi paalis ka na nun. Paalis ka na
ayun,
parang
nga,
in like 2 to 3 months. Yeah, paalis ka na nun eh.
So yun, and ang ganda ng story nila. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry, dito na naman tayo. Nag-uunahan tayo kasi passionate tayo about this. Pagpasensya niya na kami. Okay. Sige, go in.
Ang ganda nga nung, ano, nung story nila kasi upcycled fabric sila. Tapos yung styles, yung designs ng bags nila is very original in my opinion. Meron silang mga bucket bags. Tapos you can wear it both ways then. Pwede siyang tanggalin mo yung strap sa handbag. Tapos pwede mo din siya i-cross body. Ganyan. Tapos you can change the style depending on yung may ba, parang may kiniklip siya sa side. You know
yes.
that? Yeah.
Cassie,
yung bag na yun.
Cassie.
Basta yun. Basta, sobrang hilig din kasi namin dun sa mga multifunctional things na pwede mo siya i-wear
yes.
different ways. So, ayun, parang a little goes a long way when it comes to makeup. A little goes a long way. Basta parang pag binili mo siya as a one, you won't get one product lang kasi you can wear it a variety of ways, which I think is the best feature when it comes to buying these things.
Diyos ko, budol talaga. Para po siya nagsisales pitch sa inyo, ladies and gentlemen. Pero yeah, that's what I love about yung kay Rags to Riches is also their story. Kasi I really admire sina Reese Fernandez. Kasi they were, I think, one of the first few, or if not the first, to actually introduce the idea of social enterprise or social entrepreneurship na parang gets meron siyang bigger purpose or may advocacy behind it. And that's what they call also their customers, they call them advocates. And that's what I loved about it. Parang, I remember being one of the first, parang, oh my God, I feel so good being called an advocate kasi parang I'm advocating better livelihoods for these people, these communities that they're trying to protect and they are trying to help. Kasi ang ganda talaga eh, parang literally kaya siya rags to riches kasi yung itsura niya, yung as in literally, basa, I mean, yung itsura na rag mo sa bahay kasi ganun yung pagkaka-weave niya. Pero kasi, how they were able to elevate it in such a way na ginagawa siyang, as in yung parang bucket bag. May time ako noon na parang si Jane Birkin, sobrang idol ko siya for, ano, until now naman, sobrang favorite ko pa siya, style icon ko siya, wow, style icon na at. Pero favorite ko siya, so gusto ko, pangarap ko dati na lagi ako naka bucket bag. Kaya yung parang basket type, yun yung mga gusto kong gawin. So, nung nakita ko yung Buslo, it's the bucket bag in Rags to Riches. Nung first ko siya nakita, I fell in love kasi someone in the office, si Fooster, again, third time is the charm, brought it sa office. And then yun na, parang super loved it. Alam niyo yun, sa Podium dati, meron kasi yung dating branch sa Podium.
Hmm.
Tapos, meron ako do favorite na sales lady, si Ate Diane. Friend, naging friends kami kasi talagang every time na meron siyang bago, pagpunta ko doon, sabi niya, ano ma'am, bibili na ba ulit tayo? Sabi niya, delikado. O, sabi niya, kahit ano, kahit sa next pay mo na pumunta, kahit sa next weldo ka na pumunta dito, basta babalik ka dito, okay lang sa akin. So, kasi nga, every time dadaan ako siya, titingin ako ng mga bago, kasi it was so, nakakataba ng puso knowing that you're getting to help them. Sobrang iba rin. Tapos, what they do and what is a nice touch to it is that when you open the bags, for example, it's your first time buying it, you'll see a bookmark that you can use. Number one, it's very usable. Tapos makikita mo din that this bag was especially made to you by, tapos may pangalan nung person na gumawa nun.
The artisan.
So parang the artisan who made it. So diba, ang tawag niya sa iyo ay advocate. Pero ang gumagawa ng gamit mo ay artisan. So even how it's called, how they are called, parang it felt so respectful of the craft that they're doing. And that, I think, is what makes me passionate about talking about them and really taking care of the things that they do. Yung mga items that I still have it with me and I still keep it with me kasi nga sobrang na-in love talaga ako sa kanila and their purpose. So, ayun. So, really, it's good storytelling. And at the same time, hindi lang siya basta storytelling na minamarketing ka lang. It's really, it's really for someone else's benefit. And you can see it. Parang pinaparamdam sa'yo, pinapakita sa'yo. And that really feels good every time I would hear about it. So, yun. Okay, so apparel. Meron ka bang naisip na apparel, L? Bags, accessories? Meron pa ba?
Ako wala na. Baha. Feeling ko ikaw meron.
Ako meron pa ako isa. Si ano... Yung favorite ko ngayon, kakabili ko lang. Tapos kakagamit ko lang actually yung lumabas ako kanina. Si Coco & Co. It's a mask. Yung sa mga face masks brand. Oh. Kasi pati si Wisteria. Si Wisteria Bridesmaid, actually gumagawa rin siya ng mga face masks na magaganda. Na parang patterns. Kasi ano, syempre ngayon, di ba? Parang hindi ka naman maka-arte. Sorry, ma-arte kasi talaga ako, guys. So, syempre, para naman feeling ko pag ano, kasi usually, when I go out, as in pag lumalabas ako, naka-loose na shirt na lang ako. Which is so not me. Naka-loose shirt tapos naka-leggings kasi takot-takot talaga ako. Tapos dinadala ko siya sa face mask ko. Kasi yun lang talaga. Kasi either naka-black or naka-white lang ako na shirt. Tapos yun na, that's it. So hindi rin ako nakakapag-makeup kasi natatakot talaga ako. I mean, I would go out only if it's essential. So naka-face mask ako. So dun ko dinadaan. Para I have like, I like patterns or colors, pops of colors. And this one in particular, see, what I like about Wisteria's stuff is that it's very yung mga floral, very girly. Tapos it's also very comfortable kasi talagang covered yung whole face mo. Si Coco & Co naman, but I also like it. It's very dainty. It has mga pleats. Even yung neutral colors na ginagamit niya, I really like. Yung parang, it's the same palette that I would usually go for. So, kaya favorite ko siya. So, guys, follow them. They're really affordable naman. So, go check it out. Okay siya. So, yun. Actually, yeah, that's it. That's about it for me for stuff that, ano, that I like about apparel and bags and stuff. Ikaw, ano pa yung next category that you can think of?
Actually, dahil nga mahilig ako mag-makeup and nagme-makeup pa rin ako, compared to you, ako nagme-makeup pa rin dahil medyo baliw ako. I like Happy Skin. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I love Happy Skin too.
Yes.
Sige, go.
What I love about Happy Skin naman is, to me, binago nila yung perception ko about local beauty brands. Before, Yeah, uy, hindi. Siguro hindi lang ako masyadong gumagamit nun ng local beauty brands. When I first tried out Happy Skin, sila yung first na lipstick for me na hindi nakaka-dry ng lips. Yung Happy Skin, Shut Up and Kiss Me, Moisturizing.
True. Yes. I love those.
Remember that. So, dun ako nag-start. Tapos, yung first purchase ko nun was, I guess, 2015. So, about 5 years ago. Tapos, for the longest time, di na ako ulit bumili. Up until they launched their collection with my best friend, Catherine Bernarda. Catherine forever. I'm your resident jawlogs. But anyway, sobrang nagustuhan ko yun. Kasi for a beauty brand, tapos Morena yung pinili nilang ambassador or like model, whatever. They launched a collection with her.
Uh-oh.
Parang back then, hindi pa masyadong madaming brands na gumagawa nun. So sobrang sabi ko, sige, try ko to, ganyan. Tapos, alam mo, their collection didn't disappoint at all. So more than just the marketing of getting an artista, ang ganda din ng products nila. Tapos every time they launch, hindi siya basta-bastang may ma-launch lang. Laging may... Mm-hmm. I love that there's a skincare component and it's something that's new to the market na hindi sila gumagaya sa kung ano yung trending. They innovate and parang may ambag talaga sila sa market dyan. Hindi siya parang fast fashion na since it's trending, sige, benta, 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 ganyan. It's always something new. Like when they launched their Colorplay multi-use mousse,
yeah.
It's super affordable ha for what it does. Alam mo, favorite ko yun because it lasts forever and you can use it a variety of ways. You can use it on your, ito na naman ako sa multi-fang. You can use it on your cheeks, your eyes, your lips, ganyan. Tapos ginagamit ko siya under my mask and it does not wear off. Tapos hindi rin siya drying. Oo. So, sobrang galing niya. Like, for a local brand na sobrang small pa niya, di ba? Kasi medyo small lang yung Happy Skin eh. Pero ang galing nung product innovation nila, ang galing din ang storya nila sa bawat product na nilalabas nila sa market.
I remember, kaya ako siya na-discover kasi nasa, okay, aminin natin to. Kaya natin, di ba sa atin nun, pinag-usapan natin to nung isang araw na sa atin nun, nung time na nasa college tayo, I think para medyo college pa ako. Wala ka pa nun malamang sa college, pero patapos na ako nun ng college, nangyari yun na when they launch Happy Skin, nung, relatively new then. Tapos kasi naka-consignment sila or nandun sila, meron silang placement sa, guess where?
Beauty bar.
Ang aming ano, ang aming pangalan nito, ang picture of success. Picture of success! Tanga! Parang yun yung ano namin, pagka nakalagay ka doon, ay baka maganda to kasi nasa beauty bar ka. Tapos, and it was the first time na parang I think, apart from Human Heart Nature, which also has mga skincare stuff there, parang it was the first time of local brand. Tapos hindi siya mukhang local. Yung parang, I think that's the attraction to it. It doesn't look na hindi naman sa ano ha, kasi they really changed the game eh. Yun nga yung parang hindi sa minamaliit yung local brands ha, parang ang sinasabi namin, they changed the game, they upgraded it, they made it look appealing, kaya parang lahat na tao, hindi, tingnan natin, it'll make you look and take a step back and appreciate what local companies or local brands can do. And sobrang galing nun, sobrang, I remember the powders were so good. Tapos yun nga, parang alam ko lang though na hindi siya made here. Parang ano siya, parang they get it here. Pero it's really made for Filipinos. Parang I think the testing is done here eh. Di ba kasi we met, remember that, nung parang nabiglaan tayo. Oh, kasi si Eunice po, nung last na uwi niya dito, halos bilhin po niya yung maliit na kiosk ng Happy Skin sa Mega Mall.
Best friends kaya kami ni ate nun. Kaya favorite ko din Happy Skin kasi ang bait ng sales lady na ate.
Oo. Tapos yun, tapos na, may na-meet kami nun, nasakto yata. Dahil Christmas yon, baka nag-fieldwork yata yung isa sa mga R&D people nila. So, we got to talk with them. And yun nga, parang I felt the more appreciative of it. Kasi parang, yes, they're trying to understand how the market works. So, nag-ano rin sila, nag-research on their own or taking look at the feedback of customers. Pero yun, naalala ko, noon pa lang, parang although kulang sila sa mga shades at that time, admittedly, pero makikita mo that there's intent kasi yun nga, parang katulad ng pagkakasabi ni Miss, parang sila mga nilabas na parang mga second skin foundation, pero parang it has like zinc to it. May mga ganun sila nilabas na innovations before sa mga foundations sila na. It was so interesting because back then, hindi pa uso nun yung skincare in your makeup.
Yeah.
Kasi no one does that before. So, isa sila sa mga first few here in the Philippines who actually did that. And it was innovative. And it was also the first time I've heard of it. Kasi sa noong time naman na yun, hindi rin ako mahilig sa makeup. Konti lang yung alam ko lang na makeup na international was L'Oreal, Maybelline, CoverGirl. Ganun lang yung alam ko noon. So, being able to share stuff like skincare and be able to give that opportunity na parang makes you rethink and innovate it. Ang galing-galing talaga. So, yeah. Love Happy Skin. Galing-galing nila. Yeah. And I also like their mga celebrity collaborations. Yung mga kinakorte. Yes. Ano pa? Sino pa nga ba? Si Heart? Si na ano yun, diba? Si Catherine lang yung alam ko na dalawang meron siya. Si Chris Aquino, nagkaroon rin yata sila ng Chris Aquino collection. Mm-hmm. Alam ko parang meron. Tapos, apart from that, they also did mga collaborations. Yung favorite ko noon, na parang nabudol talaga ako, yung Disney Princess collection.
Ah, yeah! I remember that.
Diyos ko! Oh, cute
Hello
yun.
Kitty
Ay,
din.
Oh, may Hello Kitty rin sila. Galing. Galing na mga ginawa nilang partnerships. Galing na happy. Tama ka na parang purposive sila kasi whenever they would launch something with a partner, whether it's a celebrity or with a brand, another brand,
parang it also it's very purposeful. Para meron siyang may ibig sabihin yung ano nila, yung partnership. So yeah, I really appreciated that with them. Ikaw, may iba, ano pa bang brands na gusto mo from na local?
Happy Skin yung pinaka gustong-gusto ko talaga eh. Pero mga may runner up. I also like BLK, pero isang collection lang, kasi isang collection lang yung na-try ko sa BLK, and BLK is also Happy Skin. Like may same ownership sila, 'di ba? So parang feeling ko kaya medyo magaling talaga yung R&D ng both brands. Maganda yung BLK Universal kasi para siyang yung formula niya para siyang international luxury brand in my opinion. I don't know if you guys have tried yung BLK Universal, pero kung mahilig kayo sa everyday natural makeup, go for it. I love everything from that collection. Pero I can't say that it's my favorite brand just because I've only tried one collection. Pero it's exceeded my expectations. Wow.
Wow! Tare, huyo po! Huyo! Sabi ni Happy Skin. At sino ka naman?
Para sabihin
siya. Siya lang naman po. Pero siya lang naman po ang nagpakota kay ate noong isang anak, noong isang Pasko.
At nakuha ko na po lahat ng freebie. Remember, hindi na alam ni ate ko ng freebie bibigay niya sa akin kasi lahat naman.
Oh
my God, that's so funny. That's why I love Happy Skin din. I really love it when the people who are working behind these brands are really personable and mabait talaga, the genuine. Mm-hmm. Yes, kala mo naman, kilala ko sila lahat personally.
Oo, kilala ka nila. Sabi nila sa huyo po. Huyo po! Ay, nako.
Pero yun.
Ay, okay. Ano pa ba? Ako, sige, wala kasi ako masyado. Ako rin, parang technically, yung makeup, ano rin ako, Happy Skin lang din yung madalas kong gamitin. Although I've tried like others, like Sunny's Face, okay rin naman. Like, they've actually elevated. And even, ano, pero you know what, I've been seeing, kasi I've been looking at yung mga Filipino blogs sa YouTube, ganyan. They also speak highly of, hindi ko lang though alam, local brand ang Nichido, right? Tama?
I think so.
Oh, maganda daw yun eh. They've been raving about it. And mura kasi siya. Affordable siya. Kung baga, yung drugstore counterparts ni Happy Skin. So, I heard maganda. I think
what is missing lang is the aesthetics.
Oo.
Talaga.
Kasi nga, pero yun nga, they really are able to cater lang to those na parang yung looking for affordable for everyday wear talaga. So, okay rin yun.
True.
Okay. So, okay. I'll go a little bit further lang. Kasi since ito, we were talking about beauty, fashion, etc. Hindi ko alam kung meron ka pa within that category na gusto kong pag-usap. Kasi medyo lalayo talaga ako. Medyo malayo yung pupuntahan ko ng slide. Okay. Ako, I love also looking at mga books. My most favorite na parang Filipiniana. Filipino. Kasi dati ganun yung pagkakatawag sa library. Ganun tinatawag yung mga Filipino lit. Literature. Yung pinaka naging favorite ko, and I still, I'm so excited for their Netflix series, is Trese. I don't know if you've, try that. It's a comic book series. Si Trese, it's about Alexandra Trese. She's a parang siyang ghost, mythical creature kind of pangalan nito, warrior, parang who tries to hunt down or parang gets together and fights crime with her besides, it's very interesting. It's an adventure and suspense thriller kind of ano. Tapos maganda yung storylines nila kasi they talk about, diba, when we talk about it, wala masyado kasing stories. We have stories or parang other countries have stories about the Loch Ness Monster, about ano pa ba, yung mga boogeyman, mga ganun nila. Mm-hmm. Tayo kasi usually sa shake, rattle and roll lang natin nakikita yung mga ganun bagay natin, yung mga aswang natin, ganyan. Pero wala siya sa novels masyado. And they were the ones who did that. Na parang, yun, they talk about mga aswang, yung mga si Santa Santelmo, yung sa apoy, mga ganon. So, it's very interesting kasi they talk about the creatures or the, yung mga olden times natin na mga legends and mythical creatures that we have here na very rich in our culture. And I think that's something na I really appreciate about it. So, try reading it. It's pretty interesting. Yes. Tapos, ang maganda pa, what they'll do is, they actually have a Netflix series coming up. It was supposed to be this year. I think nagkaroon lang ng delay because of the pandemic. But, I'm so excited. I alam ko na it's still on. Hindi ko lang alam kung kailan siya lalabas.
Sana available sa Netflix dito. I think so naman. Parang interesting siya.
Hindi ko alam kung tama. Please, if someone knows it, please correct me. Parang, if I remember right, even the animators, kasi it's going to be an animated series what they'll do, which I also appreciate kasi that takes a different, kasi wala masyado animated series for us eh. Kasi madalas tayo mga action, I mean live action films. So, ito, they will work with yung creators ng Avatar. Si Airbender. I don't know if you're familiar. Yeah. Sorry guys, may pagka dork ako ng konti. So yeah, yung mga favorites ko, yun yung lumalabas yung different sa amin ni
Uy, alam ko naman yung The Last Airbender.
Hindi, pero parang, sorry. Hindi kita mini-mean to offend, pero yun. Pero yeah, that's what I really love. I love Chess in the series. Tapos actually, every time that they would release it, parang nag-ano talaga ako, nagpupunta ako, nagbumibili talaga ako. So, they're now in, if I remember, book 7 na ba? So, yeah, I'm actually still waiting for the series to, ano, to continue. Kasi ang ganda ng pagkakagawa ng story. There are other, also, literature. Meron din gumawa, if I remember it, let me search it later. Parang gumawa ng Filipino Superheroes League. Si Paolo Fabregas yun eh, the writer. Tapos yung ginawa nila, parang ang premise ng mga stories sa comic books is that since Pinoy siya, Pinoy yung mga superheroes, they ride tricycles. Nagpapajak sila kasi wala sila, hindi sila so heavily supported ng government kasi nga walang pera yung gobyerno natin. Unlike kasi diba, kung sa Amerika, parang they can afford like a Batmobile or something like that. Dito, nakapajak sila, ganyan.
So, I love yung superpower, it.
Sobrang nakakatuwa kasi parang ang galing. So, it's pretty interesting how we're able to use our culture for the arts. Sobrang, sobrang favorite ko yan. So, yeah. Guys, if you have any recommendations for me to read on na comics or na graphic novels or even books Filipino literature, I'd be happy to oblige. Please message us. Yeah. So yun. Yes. And I think my last ito malayo pa ulit. Sobrang layo ng categories ko bigla. And my ever favorite, yung pinaka favorite ko ngayon na sobrang addict na addict ako sa kanya is yung Golden Crumb. So guys, kung ano, which own is owned by our friend si Gold. Hi Gold.
Gusto na pong mag-guest.
gusto po niya. Yung po, nung sinabi po namin na may podcast kami, una niya tanong ay, can I guest? Diba? Ganun talaga siya. Pero what I love about it is that she really took banana bread into a whole different level. So, grabe talaga. Tapos ngayon, even yung lace cookies niya, panalo talaga. So, yeah. So, pag huwag kang alala yun, hindi ko lang mapadala yung lace cookies dyan sa'yo kasi baka mamaya pagdating sa'yo, matugunaw na siya. Pero huwag kang mag-alala. Pagdating na pagdating, masasabihin ko, ipag-reserve ka agad kita pagka uwi mo dito. Hindi ko lang mapapatikim sa'yo. Pero yeah, so, in terms of like snacks or food category, marami talaga. There's a wide variety. Pero isa yun sa mga parang like on top of my list yung Golden Crumb. And if you have also local brands na gusto nyo kaming ibudol, aba willing po kami magpabudol.
Yes.
Wow! Wag lang po kami bubudulin pagka sa mga networking, mga ganyan. Wag naman po ganyan. Ang mga budol lang po ay yung mga totoong yung local brands that we can support at meron po tayo lahat mapatutunguhan. Ano? Wag naman ganun. Wag po tayo mag-iabusado. So, yun. Okay. So, there guys. So, I hope you guys enjoyed. Please follow us on our Spotify and let us know what you think of our episode. So, ayan. Tinatapos na namin to. Bye, guys!
Bye!
Thank you! Bye-bye!